Call the Transportation Committee to order. It's 1:05 on Thursday, March 30th. Let's see. Members present are Representative Kopp, Representative Sullivan Leonard, Representative Newman, Representative Drummond, myself, Chair Wool, and Representative Klayman. We have a quorum to conduct business. Any communication with the committee should be done through Laura Steidolf, the committee aide. I'd like to thank Heather Evoy and Tom Raymond for staffing this meeting as well. Our only order of business today is HB 82, Restricted Off-Highway Driver's Licenses, by Representative Christ Tompkins. And we intend on moving this bill out today. So let's bring the representative up to present any... to present his bill, not to present his bill, but to address any issues or questions the committee might have.
Thank you, Chair Wool, and invite Garrett to come up as well. And I have a couple of questions forthcoming from the previous hearing. From Representative Sullivan Leonard. We engaged in a conversation with Alaska Municipal League to sort of assess if there were outstanding questions or concerns from off-highway communities around Alaska, and I believe if Ms. Wasserman is here and you know, could speak for AML directly, but the short answer was pretty much no. I hope I'm not mischaracterizing anything. Garrett, any other follow-ups that come to mind?
I'm Barrett Wilbur, staff rep Christ Tompkins. There were two other follow-up questions. I followed up with the Department of Public Safety at the request of Rep. Newman to make sure that there were no history of safety complaints in communities with off-highway licenses, and then also followed up with Rep. Kopp on a question that he had asked about communities that maybe were large in size but were also off of the state road system and maybe could qualify for off-highway licenses under the law, even though they weren't really the intended user group for off-highway licenses. So I followed up with those representatives on an individual basis and then put in front of each of you a little sheet which has kind of a list of all the follow-up questions for your reference later on.
All right. Ms. Wilbur, are you going to share the results of the two questions you mentioned, or are you going to... Representative Kopp's question was about on-road communities that may qualify due to their traffic count. Am I paraphrasing that correctly? Representative Kopp?
Sure. Mr. Chairman, thank you. Yeah, so my question was how would it affect the larger off-road system communities and those particularly that have the big vehicle count surges, maybe seasonally with work and things like that. And my question was answered that DMV actually looked at those communities. The one I was concerned about has a DMV office, so you are required to have your vehicle license and insured there. And there's really only four communities that are being added, Soldovia, Cake, Angoon, and one other one. But so I was good with that.
Okay, yeah. Thanks.
Heidelberg,
yes.
Heidelberg, thank you.
Okay. Okay, so I think we're good on the Representative Newman?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just would like to comment maybe pass a compliment to Representative Chris Tompkins and his staff. I like this follow-up questions and stuff by your staff. I think that's very professional, and I appreciate the extra effort. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Newman, through the chair.
Thank you. And Kathy Wasserman is here, I see, and the question and her answers, as was succinctly stated by Representative Chris Tompkins, was no. If there's anything you want to elaborate on, feel free to come up, but if not,
Uh,
Thank you, Representative Wohl, members of the committee. Kathy Wasserman, Alaska Municipal League. This simply is a tool for communities to more easily take care of their citizens, having come from a small community that had this issue. I know exactly what it's like, and if you don't have a VPSO at the time, there's no enforcement anyway. So I know I've had this disagreement with a few legislators, but if we can't enforce in some areas, then it seems sort of silly to have empty rules on the books. So I think this helps these communities. It's very expensive to get out of these communities. I'm very familiar with Angoon, Cake, and Heidelberg, having lived around these communities for a lot longer than I would like to say. I think this really helps them. So we're totally in favor of this bill. Some of our communities have sent in testimony and are in favor of this. And I know that if we went to other small communities who were in other areas that have the same dilemma, they would probably feel exactly the same. So thank you, sir.
Thank you. Representative Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Welcome, Kathy. And I just was mentioning to her that we had questions for her, and we appreciate AML's responses. Kathy, like some of the questions I had yesterday is in the smaller communities, if you have somebody who's just a bad driver and they get in accidents and they damage people's property, but they don't have to have the insurance and the license, what do they do in those communities? Can they call in a VPSO or Alaska State Troopers and say, this guy's been getting into several accidents already, can we remove his permit? Or
You can call in a trooper. Especially if there's property damage, you can certainly call in a trooper. You won't always get one, but you can certainly try.
I just wondering if that's something that happens or how the communities have dealt with that.
I would assume it has happened. I know in Pelican we had a couple incidences of people just being such lousy drivers they didn't damage anyone else, but they certainly, you know, turned over their own car by running off the side of the road or something. But usually in these communities there isn't that much roadway to get in too much trouble. These towns are very small, and there's a lot of, you don't go speeding down the road without everyone in town knowing who you are and who your parents are and what you're doing. So
they tend to take care of themselves.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ms. Watson.
Yes.
Thank you. Well, as was stated in previous testimony, this system has been around for quite a while and doesn't seem to be a lot of problems with some of the situations we're envisioning. So are there any amendments for the bill? Okay, seeing none, Representative Dumerman, may I have a motion, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I move to report the CS for House Bill 82, STA 30-LS0367-J, with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes, out of committee.
Seeing no objections, it is so ordered, and we will we'll adjourn and then gavel out and sign the paperwork to move the bill out of committee. That being said, our next committee meeting will be on April 4th on Tuesday, and we'll have Craig Johnston from Lockheed Martin, their Skunk Works division, to do a presentation on airships. So kind of transportation issues. So it's 1:15 and this meeting's adjourned.